This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Sorry. This is the only screamer I got. Hold on. I don't know. Happy New Year. This, you know what, is symbolic of how the whole new year went. I can't even get a nice, good trumpet sound out of my streamer. But at least I got a streamer and it's sparkly. Happy New Year, everybody. It's going to be a better year. I'm not expecting a lot of, sparks and whistles and all sorts of exciting stuff to happen the first few weeks, but I think overall we're going to see a better year. I'm very, very excited to welcome a whole slew of new affiliates. I am very, very excited. We got WEOL from Cleveland, Ohio, and I got to put my glasses on because I want to make sure we don't mess this up. WQAM from Wichita, Kansas. KACT, Andrews, Texas. KCLV, Clovis, New Mexico. KTUI, Sullivan, Missouri. WRWH, Cleveland, Georgia. I believe WOL and Kay is going to also be joining in this week as well, and I am just very, very ecstatic to get new affiliates and have, many new listeners. You know, our older listeners, be nice to the new listeners, be nice. Okay, there's plenty of me to share. Trust me, I didn't lose any weight over the holiday. So lots of me to share. So congratulations to everybody and all the new stations that, you know, get to have a fantastic lineup with me. All right, so now, man, I got to step it up. So what is my New Year's resolution? To do a better radio show? That's too impossible. To lose weight? To, you know, have less sparklies on my eyes? You know, to be a much more, you know, loving and supportive wife. These resolutions are rough. You know, New Year's resolutions, I can't stand them. You know, the one way to just get yourself kicked out of the New Year's Eve party and just to lose friends and, you know, have people kind of shut you off is to talk about New Year's resolutions, which kind of makes you wonder why I'm bringing it up at the start of my show with all these new affiliates. And it's because, you know what, let's do away with New Year's resolutions. First of all, why do we have New Year's resolutions? Well, the reason why is I did this to my husband. My husband, you know, we're going out to eat on New Year's, and what does he do? You know, we want meat. We want red meat. And I'm like, well, you got to eat less red meat. All right, so how do you shut the wife up? It'll be a New Year's resolution. New Year's resolution. New Year's resolutions basically shut up the in-laws, the wife, the kids, but you're smoking. It shuts everybody up till New Year's. If you say it's a New Year's resolution, nobody brings it up until January. And it almost gives you a free pass. You know, I was yelling at somebody in my family going, why aren't you working out? Why aren't you going to the gym? That's my New Year's resolution. And it worked. It shut me up because I'm like, all right, well, they made a New Year's resolution. New Year's resolution is kicking the can down the road. And then when we do make New Year's resolutions, I ask, so what's your New Year's resolution? Well, people say, well, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to drink less. I'm going to go to church more. I'm going to spend more time with the kids. I'm going to make more money. I'm going to get rich. I'm going to get a boyfriend or girlfriend. Okay, these are insurmountable. The reason why we hate New Year's resolutions is because nobody ever meets their New Year's resolution. Ever. Well, I'm going to buy a new house and I'm going to go on a vacation to Tahiti. Well, okay, I mean, maybe if you already have the plans, but that's not a New Year's resolution. So, you know, if you really want to change things up, you got to do baby steps. Okay? And I talk about this each year, and if anybody actually listened, you know, I think it would help. So, for example, anytime I've been on a diet, the diets always say, drink more water. When I did Weight Watchers when I was younger, they said, drink more water. So then maybe rather than coming up with I'm going to lose 20 pounds, why don't you come up with, you know what, I'm going to drink more water. Or I'm going to substitute 4 meals a week with a salad. You could do it, people. Okay, yeah, okay, maybe 2 meals a week with a salad. Okay, is that more palatable? Jeez. I'm going to, you know, eat less red meat. You know, little baby steps. You know, or I'm going to lose 5 pounds in the month of January. You don't have to come up with 60 pounds or 20 pounds or 40 pounds. What about 5 pounds? What about making a smaller goal? Then you make that smaller goal, it starts to feed you and get you all excited to make more goals. Okay? Now, what about being a more loving wife? Let's skip that one. Become better at sex. Not going to happen. To stop smoking. Stopping smoking, trust me, that's hard. You know, when you hear a non-smoker say you need to quit smoking, anybody smoking out there is like, okay, you're blowing it out your ear. But when it comes to, you know, smoking cessation, there's tons of free stuff out there. There's quit lines. There's medications that insurance pays for. You know, there's doctors, there's telemedicine. So if you want to cut back on smoking, all right, and you don't think you could quit smoking, well, then why don't you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to smoke 2 cigarettes less a day. That's doable. That's a little bit more doable. Now, there's lots of people out there that can help. What about the making more money? Okay, I'm going to make more money. All right, well, that's hard. You know, I mean, if you could make more money, you would have done it in, you know, 1999. You would have done it in 2005. You know, we always make a New Year's resolution. You know, I'm going to get rich. I'm going to, okay, none of us have won the lotto. All right, none of us got the, you know, royal flush. All right, you know, but if you want to have more money, you can, like, take a little bit of extra money out of your checks. Like, I'm going to take $5 or $10 out, and I'm going to put it away each week or each month, you know, so I could start building up a little pile of money. You could do that, you know. You could say, you know what, I am going to, you know, rather than buy paper plates and paper cups, I'm going to actually use plates and wash the dishes, and then you save that money, and then you put that money in a jar. So, same thing with smoking. You know, the money that you save on smoking, you can put in a jar. So there, you know, there's little baby steps. Getting a girlfriend and a boyfriend. I know, I've talked to, you know, my kids about this. I got to meet the girlfriend yesterday. Stone's girlfriend. Oh, she's amazing. Oh, she's, I gotta read this again. See, I like it. See, oh, I was on my best behavior. Oh my God, I was on my best behavior. I wasn't annoying at all. But, you know, a lot of people, because of the lockdown, they don't really have a lot of love in their lives. So they're like, you know what, this is the year I'm gonna get a boyfriend or girlfriend. No. Make a, you know, make a New Year's resolution that you're going to go on a date. Make a New Year's resolution that you're going to, you know, be a little bit more social. And I know we have to be virtual. All right. Personally, I think what I should have on my New Year's list is I want to really, really perfect. And I'm going to, I mean, totally choreograph. I really want to perfect my mask wearing. I want to be like the best mask wearer out there. That's what I'm going to do. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, many of you know I'm an animal lover. I love my animals. I got cats and dogs, and I humanize them to almost ridiculous degrees. They actually sit at the head of the table. I sit on the side because I just worship my animals. I love them. But I'm also very, very grateful to the animals that have helped us with our COVID research. Apparently, we have been doing animal studies with COVID and seeing how it affects ferrets and baboons and marmosets, and because obviously the animal population and the human population is intertwined. In fact, some of our vaccine research is credited to the help of animals. The problem is when you love animals like I do, how do you kind of reconcile research needed to save human lives, but also protecting the lives of animals. So joining us today is Dr. Ingrid Taylor, veterinarian and research associate for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. Dr. Taylor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on today.
Great. No, we're grateful. And we know your task is difficult. I have people asking me, before they take the COVID vaccine, has this been tried in animals? And, you know, it's a difficult subject. It's a tough subject. You know, what have you seen on the COVID front? What sort of animal studies have you seen and types of animals used?
Well, the COVID vaccines actually skipped a lot of animal experiments that would normally have been required for the development of a vaccine like this. And that was because of the urgency of the situation. So normally it would take 15 to 20 years to develop a vaccine like this. And in this case, because we so urgently needed it for public health purposes, many of the animal experiments were skipped in the process of developing this vaccine. And that brings up a very important point, in that many people do assume that animal experiments are necessary in order to save human lives, when in fact 95% mm-hmm. of the new drugs that are developed in animal studies end up failing in human trials, because species-wise, there are species differences between humans and other animals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's a waste, you know, to have animal sacrifice when it wasn't even used for science and applicable science to humans. So, you know, what is your role? You must be very, very busy. And tell us what your role is in, you know, both science and protecting animals.
Well, one of the areas that I've looked into is animal sentience, and this basically means that animals experience emotions. They experience the full array of emotions, and including fear, love, joy, loneliness, pleasure, and optimism. And what most people don't know, people who live with cats and dogs and other companion animals do intuitively know that these animals experience emotions. But what most people don't know is that there is a vast amount of scientific literature that supports the fact of sentience in a wide variety of animal species. Mm-hmm. So more than 2,500 scientific studies corroborate the existence of emotions in animals.
That's right, yeah. And maybe people have a numbness to it because they had to acquire that at a young age to eat food. You know, I remember the first time I heard about, you know, my mom having chickens in her house and how she had to kill the chickens to cook them for her father. I was like, well, I don't want to eat a chicken because you had to kill them. And I think our parents tried to desensitize us so we would eat our meals. And, you know, we're even now being taught that even plants feel that, you know, I mean, you know, you rip a plant out of its roots, you know, there's negative consequences with that. And so I think we desensitize to the point that, you know, when we see medicine and science and all that, we're like, oh, well, an animal was used, but the animals do feel it. You know, you just have to kind of put yourself in your cat's or your dog's shoes, so to speak.
Right. Their suffering is just as profound and meaningful to them as our suffering is to us. And that's really what sentience means, that animals experience these emotions in profound ways, in the ways that we also experience our emotions. And you're absolutely right that it's a process of conditioning, and it's a cognitive disconnection between looking at your companion dog and thinking about a dog in a laboratory and thinking that those are two different animals when they are not. They both experience things in the same way. And what PETA is doing, PETA has compiled a report looking at the scientific research and evidence that's out there supporting animal sentience. That's available on our website, PETA.org, so people can go there and learn more about this. And one reason that knowing about animal sentience is important is because the NIH, which has funded many of these studies, does not take animal sentience into account in terms of approving and funding animal experiments. And one thing that PETA is asking is for the NIH to do an ethical review of the evidence for animal sentience and discontinue experiments in animals that experience these profound emotions and profound suffering.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Ingrid Taylor, Veterinarian Research Associate for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You're a veterinarian. You are a physician of animals. Can you tell me, you know, the cats don't speak to each other, but they do like a whisker Morse code tick. Is that how cats communicate with each other?
Cats communicate between each other. Well, cats are very interesting because between cats, they communicate a lot with body language and with scent. But we've also found that cats have adapted their meowing so that they verbally communicate with humans. So the way that they will talk to another cat is very different from the way that they will talk to a human. So they've really adapted to living with us and communicating with us. Another great example of sentience is rats, who are mm-hmm. some of the most widely experimented on animals in the world. And they have demonstrated remorse for bad decisions. They also demonstrate empathy and show altruistic behavior. For example, rats will turn down a piece of chocolate in order to help another rat who is in need.
Humans so, don't even do that. I wouldn't do that. Wow.
Well, also, they giggle. To turn down.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely,
exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. And then mice. Mice will sing. I'm learning from you as we speak. You gave us mice will sing high-pitched love songs. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. I love the world of animals. So where do we go next, Dr. Taylor? I mean, there's so much science, and there are other options. There's alternatives. What sort of alternatives are out there that we, because, you know, vaccine research is going to continue. COVID treatments are going to continue. What does PETA suggest the scientific world do?
Right. And we need to continue research, but we need to continue them using human relevant methods so that we can develop treatments and clinical applications that are relevant to humans as a species. So there are many promising human-relevant research methods out there already, such as organs on chips, sophisticated uses of human stem cells, genomics and proteomics, imaging and computer modeling, and all these things can replace animals in experiments. There has already been a device that's made and in use that uses human lung cells to test the health effects of inhaled substances. And this device replaces rats who were forced into tiny tubes and forced to inhale toxic substances for hours before being killed. So there's already options out there, but we need more research and we need more of these options to actually be used in place of animals.
Exactly. And, you know, when people ask me about the immunity that these COVID vaccines infer, you know, if somebody told me that it helped a rat show immunity, I can't use that data because I just don't think it'll translate to human immunity. So I agree that there has to be a lot more precision. How can people find out more information about you and PETA?
People can go to our website, PETA.org. There is a lot of information about animals in experiments. They can either search animals in experiments or they can search for the Sentience Project. And when they're there, they can also sign a letter that will go to the NIH asking them to consider and review all of the available scientific information on sentience out there.
That is fantastic.
And stop experimenting in animals.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor, for joining us. Be well and Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Today, voters in Georgia are headed to end a very long election year. The Peach State is casting ballots that will decide the control of the U.S. Senate for at least the next 2 years. Senator Kelly Loeffler is facing Democrat Raphael Warnock. Republican David Perdue is pitted against Democrat John Ossoff. A suburban Chicago man allegedly located and pursued his own stolen vehicle early Sunday, confronting two 17-year-olds in a parking lot before both of them were shot, one fatally in a struggle. No charges have been filed at this time. California has extended the deadline for small businesses to ask for financial help to get them through the COVID-19 crisis. The Small Business COVID-19 Relief Grant Program, offering grants ranging from $5,000 to $25,000, opened on December 30th. Due to the high traffic, some businesses may have had trouble accessing the application. The deadline is now extended 5 days to January 13th. This is USA Radio News. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has called in 500 National Guard members to Kenosha in anticipation of a decision on whether prosecutors will charge the police officer who shot Jacob Blake last year. Family attorney Benjamin Crump on Fox News.
The family is asking what anybody would ask for. They want accountability. They want justice. You see from the video that Jacob Blake Jr. posed no threat to the officers as he's moving away from them, trying to get in his vehicle and get his three little boys out of a volatile situation.
The police contend Jacobs was going after a weapon in the car that was recovered at the scene. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Monday England is going back to a full national lockdown in an effort to stem a surge of COVID-19 cases. The new stay-at-home order will go into effect Wednesday and is expected to last until at least mid-February. Johnson, in a televised address, said, "With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more." End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I need to take a few minutes to talk about a huge cluster in either PR, journalism, hospital communication. I don't know what the heck happened over the last couple days, but many of you on January 3rd heard that an actress who has spanned multiple generations and has been a favorite for so long, Tanya Roberts. We had heard on January 3rd that she had died. She had passed away. Apparently she had walked her dogs on Christmas Eve, collapsed, was taken to the hospital, put on a ventilator, and we were told by her rep and her partner, some people said it was her husband or her partner, I'm not sure if they're married, that she had died on January 3rd. So all the news outlets, including myself, reported it. You know, whenever there's an icon and, you know, somebody that we grew up with, you know, it's entertainment news. It's, you know, and somebody that, you know, has passed away. It's something that, you know, we want to share and we want to make sure people are aware of. And it's not being related to COVID. Her death had not been related to COVID. But then yesterday we found out that she was alive. In fact, her partner slash husband, boyfriend, was in the middle of an interview. I don't know if it was with Inside Edition or TMZ. He was in the middle of an interview discussing her death. So that was within 24 hours of her death. He was already on air on an interview. For some of us, we'd probably be buried, you know, in a closet crying for weeks. I'm a workaholic, so I could see myself just working through and then 6 months later just, you know, falling in tears. So I don't mind that he was doing an interview. Tanya Roberts is a big star in the 80s and 90s, and so I could understand 70s too. So in the middle of his interview, he receives a call. And the call supposedly was from the hospital telling him that she was still alive. And then he's on air and he starts to cry. Now we're told that the former Bond, James Bond actress, I do not like the term Bond girl, but the former James Bond actress and that 70s show and Charlie's Angels actress has passed away. Now, of course, people wanted to wring journalists' necks, you know, for not verifying. You can't really verify. Hospitals are different these days. You know, in the olden days, people could just walk in, people could look at your chart, and thank God for HIPAA. Now, things are protected. You have privacy. So, when and if I get my hysterectomy, it's not going to be public knowledge unless I make it public knowledge, which I probably will because I'm kind of that open about it. But stars have been going in and out of the hospitals for years. Everybody finds out about it. In fact, you know, some people, unfortunately, had some of their records sold to others and sold to tabloids. And so, thank God we now have a more regimented privacy structure. The thing is many of you are very, very frustrated, and I'm frustrated as well, with how COVID has prevented us having access to our sick family members. Now, I have been in the hospital a few times to give birth, and being in labor for multiple days, I was very grateful that I could see my husband, I could see my son. With COVID, visitors are limited now. Only one visitor, and in fact, with ICUs, sometimes no visitors. Why? Well, the hospital needs to protect the patient. They don't want to get, they want to protect the patient. They also want to protect, because the patient's trying to convalesce from COVID. The last thing we need is the patient being exposed again by a family member. But hospitals also need to protect the family members. We haven't seen what the battery of lawsuits are going to look like after COVID. And we're assuming that some of them might be, well, I didn't have COVID until I was in the hospital and you should have protected the visitors more. So I'm seeing more and more of the hospitals are like, you know what, visiting hours are restricted or no visitors allowed in this area. And for those of you that are in a hospital and you're alone and you're feeling isolated and you feel like you don't know if you're going to be at your end, and for those of us who have loved ones in the hospital that we can't touch, we can't see, we can't hold, this lack of hospital visitation is a huge issue. And nobody talks about it because it's not a sexy topic. I mean, there's more fish to fry. We have people dying of COVID. We got the Senate race right now going on in Georgia. We got urinal gates, and I'll tell you guys more about urinal gate. So nobody's really covering the, you know, what's happening in the hospitals. But what if this cluster that happened with Tanya Roberts was because of a lack of communication because you didn't have visitors at the hospital? When your loved one or your wife or your partner is in the ICU and you can't be there and you're being told that, you know, she's unfortunately, you know, not going to make it, you aren't there. You know how many of us want to be there during the last moments of our family member's life? You know, I mean, I've always envisioned what my last moments would be like, God forbid. I don't think it's going to be a bus because I don't really, you know, cross the street a lot. I really hug that sidewalk. You know, I think it might be for me. I'm going to eat so much chocolate one day that unfortunately I'm going into like a diabetic coma. And so I'm lying there with, you know, still chocolate all over my mouth and no makeup on. And, you know, my husband's there and my kids are there. And I might Zoom Michael Fassbender because I have a huge crush on Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen. And, you know, maybe we'll do some sort of a make-a-wish to make them, you know, say hi to me. And then I'm going to yell at my husband that I need to look good for Michael Fassbender. So can you put some makeup on? And then maybe I'll put on my lashes and things like that. And, you know, I just imagine myself with loved ones surrounding me, you know, and I give them some words of wisdom. Yeah, and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, we're going to miss you and you're so wonderful. And I'm like, yeah, you better miss me. And I, you know, but that's not happening. You know, we all have a right to a, you know, beautiful and loving hospital course or God forbid death. And not only, you know, is COVID causing illness, but they're taking away, you know, our last moments. And, you know, here's Tanya Roberts with this back and forth in the news. She died. No, she didn't die. The partner got it wrong and told the rep. The rep got it wrong. And I saw, you know, everybody quoted each other saying we were told the wrong thing. That, you know, somebody's trying to, you know, pass to the afterlife. And this is because of COVID. She didn't die because of COVID. But we didn't have access to the hospital. I don't blame the hospital because these hospital workers, not only are they trying to fight COVID, but they are also taking the place of family members. When your husband or wife can't be with you, when your kids can't be with you at the hospital, and who are you talking to? Whose hand are you holding? The staff. So not only is the staff overwhelmed with everything and overwhelmed with vaccine rollout and all the other stuff that's going on and new Medicare rules and all the ICD-10 codes, they now have to take the place of family. Now, when I took care of patients, I loved the family being there. I would hear some doctors not like the family there because the family would ask questions. It was the opposite for me. Even though I couldn't answer a lot of the questions because I was a medical student and all I could do is say, I don't know. I loved that they were there because I would on call try to do the hand holding. I felt bad that they were alone in their room. I felt bad that they were scared. So when somebody had family members, then I wouldn't have to on call or during my busy schedule make sure I was there. Usually I only had a few minutes to go, how are you doing? I'd still hold their hand. I'd still rub their hair. You know, I did what I could, but you know, I'm not family. Family could sit there for hours and, you know, I worry about that. If any of my family members were in the hospital, I'm kind of a busy bee and a workaholic. I already have a plan on how I could still work in the hospital room and how I could set up the hospital room and have video games and play Oculus while I'm there. You know, but, the way things are now, you know, I think we're really under, you know, estimating the work our healthcare workers have because they now have to take the place of family and family want to be there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. So I really appreciate my listeners sending me news. You know, much of the news I get on my wire and from the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, which I have fired half a dozen times and rehired. But many of you were kind of concerned because of a nurse in Portugal had died within 2 days of receiving the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. we don't have a lot of details on it. I believe she was 41 or 42 years old. She's a pediatric surgical tech. No known health issues. And whenever I hear no known health issues, I mean, I have a lot of family members that never go to the doctor. So they go, I don't have any health issues, I'm healthy. And I go, when was the last time you had a blood test to look at your cholesterol or blood sugar? But technically, she's had no known health issues. She went to dinner at her father's for New Year's Eve. No alcohol. Her father said she doesn't drink. Next morning was found dead in her bed. And it happened within 48 hours of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Doesn't necessarily mean it was the vaccine, but it's another quote-unquote death that happened in a short period of time after a vaccine. There's two being investigated in Israel. One they think was a heart attack that might not have been related. So these are things that the health ministries and in Portugal, the Portugal health ministry is going to look at. I told you guys, I say it straight, all right? I'm not going to keep things from you. I'm not going to, you know, add to hype. I'm not going to, you know, try to worry people or scare people, but I'm also, you know, going to tell you the news as I get it. There's a death. They're investigating it. Could it be COVID-related? Could it not? Do I have an opinion on the matter? Her daughter had said that she had the typical arm soreness that people get with the COVID vaccine. But I am hearing anecdotally nothing that I think needs to be, you know, making a headline, but I think it should be evaluated by researchers and health officials, is we are starting to see little bits and pieces of news of people having, let's say, a cardiac event or maybe an arrhythmia, you know, days after a vaccine. Doesn't mean the vaccine caused it. This is heart attack season, you know. This is stroke season. This is pneumonia season. But I would like to, you know, see researchers just double check that there's no cardiac issues that happen after these. You know, it sounds like it could have been a cardiac event for her, but again, we don't know what her pre-existing conditions were. They said she had none. So that's being investigated. We don't want anybody to panic, but unfortunately it's another supposed issue that has been seen chronologically after a vaccine. Doesn't necessarily mean it's that, but we have to keep our ears open. Now, this South African mutant strain, 501, is it the 501V2? All right, we got the B1117 in Britain, and then the S01V2 variant strain. Some health experts are nervous that our current vaccine regimen might not cover the new mutant strain in South Africa. Me, I think it'll provide some coverage because what we have right now is a spike protein vaccine, but I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't work ideally because the one mutation, I apologize, I had some, granola on the granola. I eat granola in the morning. Granola's trying to, you know, whatever was in my teeth is trying to come back up. So I wouldn't be surprised that if the virus outsmarted us and decided to mutate the spike protein, that maybe our vaccine might not be as efficacious, you know, maybe not on the 95% level, but I still think it would provide some immunity. So for those people about to get the current vaccine, I'm not too worried. I believe it would still provide some coverage. But what's interesting is we're finally getting the time frame of how long it would take to tweak the vaccine. Because that's the question. The vaccines that Moderna and Pfizer Biotech have created are tweakable vaccines. No twerking. No, we're not twerking. I know there's been a lot of twerking and TikTok videos of twerking. Thank God those have stopped because, you know, people are at work. But some tweaking might need to be done with the vaccine to now cover whatever mutation we're seeing out of the UK and with South Africa. It could take about 6 weeks, we're being told. Now, some experts are saying, you know what, in a matter of days, we could fix it. Great. But, I mean, look how long it's taken for us to get our vaccines and the manufacturing and the rollout, not to mention look at the money that has already been put in to all these vaccines. And you're going to have somebody that goes, nah, I want that vaccine, not that one. So there's going to be some logistics. So even though experts say in the lab they could tweak, maybe they need to twerk while they tweak, but they could tweak the vaccine fairly quickly. How that translates to you getting a vaccine that handles the mutant form, we don't know. Now, Mayor Bill de Blasio from New York City. He's not very popular, unfortunately. He has decided that he wants travel banned from the UK to the US to stop the mutant strain from coming. Now, New York, I've been to New York multiple times. I love New York City. I wish I could have lived there, you know, like Friends and Seinfeld and stuff like that. I love New York City. But, I mean, it's a huge hub, and New York to UK flights and back are very, very common and very ubiquitous, you know, throughout their travel rosters. And so when we heard that there was a mutant virus, such as the one from the B117 from the UK, I already assumed it was here. If this virus was more deadly, yeah, I could understand why we need to clamp down, lock down again. We're being told, and again, that's the problem with all this, we're being told it's not as deadly. It's just more infectious. Well, that's a good sign, but it isn't completely relieving or reassuring, because when something is more infectious and more people get it, then unfortunately it could up morbidity rates. Even though the virus may not be as lethal, more people could get it. So I've been asked, how do I feel about travel bans? I can't stand, you know, those types of questions, because they're so politicized and you can never get the answer right. I want to please everybody. I don't want to pick one or the other. But if we are looking at a virus, whether it's Ebola, whether it's COVID, whether it's, who knows, there's tons of viruses out there, Zika, let's say. And if we fail at being able to control it, if we fail at not being able to have either a vaccine or treatment for it, we have no choice. But if our current treatments work, if we have hospital beds, if we have, you know, treatment protocols, if we think our vaccine has some efficacy to it, you know, I don't know if we have to go, you know, back on full lockdown. You know, I mean, the British, you know, when the British are coming, I don't think we've ever really been able to stop the British. British, you know, when the British want to come here, they get here, you know, like bloody hell, they'll, you know, drink their tea and come over across the pond and just, you know, God save the Queen. So, you know, they'll, I mean, I don't think you can stop the British from coming, all right? You know, I just don't. So, I don't know, but I get that de Blasio was scared because he's already losing tons of people out of New York City. I think Tom Brady sold his house. He and Giselle sold. Yeah, Tom Brady may not be coming back to New York. I know. He's so handsome. Yeah, he's liking Miami. So, and I don't know why he's, I don't know why he has a place in Miami when he's with Tampa Bay. I guess when you're rich, you could like take a helicopter or whatever, or a plane. Maybe he has a Tampa Bay home also, or Clearwater home. But anyway, so once Tom Brady left New York, now you really wonder, you know, who's left in New York. Not a lot of people are going to stay. So, you know, not to panic, but, you know, we got some work cut out for us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.